Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool have gone to Elland Road and won 3-0. I'm joined by Craig Cannon, by Josh Sexton and by Andy Heaton to go through all that. And, you know, there's moments of today, Josh, that feel a bit deflating, but to focus on the lads on the pitch who did the business, first of all, you know, they were great for Liverpool today. They were brilliant, exactly what was needed. But better than Leeds from start to finish and fully deserved a 3-0 win.
Absolutely, yeah. You almost thought coming into this that because of the hostile environment, the Leeds, you thought they were great, and they did create coming into the game. You wanted Liverpool to sort of quiet the crowd early on. There was a few little moments of encouragement, but the lads at the back again, Joel Matip and Virgil van Dijk, just sort of swept everything up and pretty much gave us the foundation to build on from there. You know, once the first goal goes in, you only sense it's going one way from there. Liverpool have got full control of the game, and it feels like it's just a matter of how many, as opposed to, you know, whether Liverpool win the game or not, and that's obviously the way it goes. And I thought the Reds actually finished that first half so strongly, they deserved more goals at the end of the first half. I keep mentioning Mane. I mentioned Mane on one of the videos we did before, and it felt like he could have had about 30 today with the chance he had. But, you know, obviously he gets the goal in the end, and you can't not be pleased for him with that. And he gives his shirt to a young lad in the crowd at the end of the game as well, and seems genuinely made up. So hopefully he gets the miss out of his head. Hopefully he sort of can look back on this one and say that he got his goal, and that's a big confidence booster. But for the Reds, it's just another sort of march on towards the title possession.
Yeah, both Salah and Mane give the shirt to him. It was a really nice moment. That lad who got Salah's was very much trying. It was his day-long dream, and he got it, so fair play. But, you know, fair play to the Reds as well. You know, Andy, Josh mentions there the missed chances. That was the only thing for me at half-time, when it was like, it's only 1-0, it should be so much more for how dominant they were. So the fact that they were able to come out second half and score almost straight away, you know, did sort of make everyone feel a bit better.